Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the Random Ship for this, our 45th journey. I am the captain on this weekly voyage, Hulk, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Groove on.
So for those of you who don't know, what we do here is we take 25 to 30 minutes every single week, and we wander the waters of the weird. Yes, the oceans of the obscure, the rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
Alan, there was huge news in the world of junk food this week, and I didn't want to wait for the in the news segment for it. It's too big.
It's too big.
We just have to pop the lid off this tube of news.
Oof, really laying it on thick.
Because it's about Pringles! The potato chip that isn't technically allowed to be called a potato chip.
Because it's not a chip.
Yeah, the potato snack that's really just mashed potatoes shaped into a weird shape.
And hard. But hey, who doesn't love mashed potatoes in any shape?
I will say, to me, they're arguably my favorite chip.
I think they're very underrated.
I love them quite a bit.
The only problem is, what's your strategy for getting the ones in the bottom?
I just dump them all onto a plate.
I tip it on its side, and then they just, like, trickle down slowly.
I just put them on, I tip it on the side, but then when you're at, you're like, oh, there's only, like, 15 left? Well, I'll just dump that all in a plate and get rid of those.
May as well. Why even bother with a bowl?
But they do slide easily, but I guess any chip on a plate slides easily.
True.
If you can't tell, I dropped some Pringles on the floor earlier this week. All this to say, I think we're burying the lead. Pringles unveiled a new logo for the European market. Apparently it was unveiled in North America last December, but I've never seen it. And I checked my package of Pringles Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich chips today, and they did not have the new logo on it. So I don't know. When
maybe it's just not in Canada yet.
I don't know, but I've shown you the logo. Basically, they've, as with everything, they've simplified it, and to me they've gone too far. He just looks creepy now. He has dead black eyes. There's no sparkle of chip magic in his eyes. It's just,
he doesn't have any hair anymore. He's basically an emoticon.
You know, he looks like a sideways egg with just pupils.
Yeah, and a mustache.
Yeah, and then they've designed, at least in Europe, the Pringles logo to look like a bow tie.
Yeah. I am not a fan of the redesign of the logo, or for that matter, the redesign of the can.
It's too simple.
It's very basic.
It's like retro simple. Like,
yes. It's very minimalist. It's how little things can we put on this?
I will say, though, it looks better on the European can where everything is that new style than it does on the North American can I saw where they kept the current word mark.
Oh.
They have the really simple, like, egg face and then just a super 2005-y Pringles word mark. But I checked and my guy still has, the one on my can still has hair and it has color to
good.
It. It's yellow and brown and all
the
that.
The good Mr. P.
Yeah. What's his name? Doesn't he have an actual name?
He does. His name is...
His name is Julius Pringles.
You got it a second before I did.
Yeah, he's a male figure officially known as Julius Pringles or abbreviated as Mr. P.
As most people like to be known as, just Mr. than their first initial of their last name.
He's cool.
Yep.
He's cool. Anyway, that was such serious junk food news. It shook the community that I just figured we had to lead this 45th episode with it. Pringles, please go back to having some sense of life in Julius's eyes, because...
He just looks dead inside.
Speaking of junk food, though, I do have two dad stories for you this week, Alan.
Oh, lucky me.
And the reason I say junk food is the first one is...
It's about you spilling your Pringles?
No, it's just, you know the trope of when you get high, you get very snacky?
Munchies?
Yeah, you get the munchies.
Yep.
My son, he didn't get the munchies, but... I fear that someone may have slipped him some marijuana, Alan.
Oh, what? How?
Not actually, but my goodness, do 4.5-year-olds sometimes sound like they're baked. Like they... So as we talked about last week, it was my birthday, and I got a call this week from our uncle, who you happen to be named after. So my and your Uncle Alan.
Right.
I got a call from him. And I happened to be, this sounds random, but I was with my son and we were going through a car wash because he loves car washes. And so Uncle Alan was on speakerphone. And my son was just absolutely floored when I hung up. He goes, "Daddy, who was that on the phone?" I was like, "Oh, that was Uncle Alan." And he goes, "That did not sound like Uncle Alan." I was like, no, this is my Uncle Alan. I have an Uncle Alan. And you have an Uncle Alan. He's like, "But they're not the same Uncle Alan?" I was like, "Yes, right, Uncle Alan. Your Uncle Alan is..." And trying to explain that to him. But then in his head, he's like, "So you have a Grandpa Dan too?" And I'm like, no. He's like, so he's going through everyone in his life. He's like, "So you..." He's like, he just stood there like, oh, and you could see like his brain melting. Like, oh no, everything I've known. And then after like 2 minutes of silence, he just looks at his hands and he goes, "Daddy, I have so many fingers." He's like, "Look at my fingers." I was like, "Okay, you do. You have so many fingers, my little friend."
Just to be clear, your son has the normal amount of fingers, right?
I haven't counted them, but I haven't shaken his hand and gone, "That looks weird."
How often do you shake your son's hand?
But yeah, so I think my son has the brain of a 16-year-old who's baked out of his mind right now. I also have a heartwarming dad story for you.
Okay.
This is a "I was proud of my son" moment. So he's been potty trained for a while, and he every so often he has accidents, right? But my wife the other day found one of the last, when he was peeing the bed a lot, we had these pee pad things.
Okay.
That they basically stick to the bed and they act as like a diaper without him having to wear a diaper. They suck up the pee and don't damage the mattress and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, she put it on underneath his sheets and put like a sheet over top of it so that he couldn't see it.
Smart.
And then I went to put him to bed and he's like, "What's this?" And he's pulling back the sheet and I'm like, "Oh, hey, it's just your last pee pad." And he looks at me and he goes, "I don't need that, Daddy." And I was like, "Oh, I know, but your mom, we don't want to waste it. It's the last one we have. So, you know, yeah, it's your mom. We may as well use it."
Yeah, may as well blame her.
Yeah. And he looks at me and he goes, tears in his eyes, but not crying, you know, just emotional. He goes, "But I am not a baby anymore." And I was like, my heart broke, first of all. I think he could hear it. It was just like, and I was like, "You know what, man? You are not. And I ripped off the sheet and I'm like, "You rip off that pee pad." It took him a while because it was sticky, but he ripped off the pee pad and he's holding it. It's about like 3 feet wide. He's holding it in his little arms. So I'm like, "Let's go put it in the garbage." And he's like, "Yeah." But we didn't put it in the regular garbage. We went to the garbage that was like on the street corner because it was garbage day.
Nice.
And I was like, "Let's go." And he walked outside in his little pajamas and he had his pee pad out and then he just like threw it in the garbage and slammed the lid. And he's like, "Yeah, bye bye, pee pad. I'm not a baby." And he turned around and ran inside.
Did he pee the bed?
He did not.
Oh, this is good.
No, he did not. So it was a very proud father moment. I was like, "Yes, that's my boy. I am not a baby anymore, Daddy." You're also very serious. Well, we'll go the opposite way, Alan. We'll go from my young son to our first segment today, some really old, really weird commercials that you have probably never heard of. All our ads this week, Alan, come from the 1970s. Our first one from Scope Mouthwash.
I said, "Wilma, want to go to the beach?" And she said, "I'd love to." Love? Guess she sort of goes for me.
Oh, she won't go for your breast. You need Scope.
My breast? Bad. Well, Scope help?
Sure, Scope's strong. Leaves your breath really clean, fresh.
You're right, and it tastes great.
Now Wilma will really go for you.
Scope helps keep you face to face.
Is that all it takes? Just have to ask, hey, you want to go to the beach?
Yeah, but if she says she would love to, then that means she really goes for you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. What? A couple things to note here. One, I love the girl's name. Like, they didn't go with Mary or Emma or Jessica. It's like Wilma.
No, they love the Flintstones.
Yeah. The fact that it was just Wilma and then that ad, Scope keeps you face to face. That's creepy. Have you actually been face to face with someone for an extended period of time without kissing them? No, like that's just weird. Like,
true. So what they're saying is Scope is only good if you're kissing or a creep.
Yeah.
So fine line.
I also love how terrible the acting is. Now, I don't know if we don't really watch commercials that much anymore, so I don't know if acting has improved, but I feel like there's less acting in commercials. Like, they were kind of like, oh, commercial actors aren't very good. Let's just have a narrator go over top. Like, whereas in these older ads, it's always like, hey, Jimmy, what are you doing? Oh, my friend, I was just going to use Crest mouthwash. Nope, that's the crap one. You want Scope. Scope keeps you face to face and makes sure you don't get hit in the face with her mace.
Nailed it.
Oh, she won't dig your breath. It's like, okay, dramatic. Just say, hey, man, try some Scope.
I think it's funny that he's like, the friend says, she's not going to dig your breath. And he's like, I know, my breath's bad. Who just walks around knowing their breath stinks?
Yeah, this is gross. That's why I can't believe she said yes to begin with.
Is that why I'm crying?
Luckily, we weren't face to face, so she didn't find out. Next up, Alan, comes from Thrills and Chill.
Not a long time ago, a very extraordinary ice was invented. It was cold and cherry and very magical. Because when you poured water on it, it fizzed and grew into a soft drink so thick and cold you had to eat it with a spoon. And like nothing the world has ever known before, when you ate it, wild and wonderful things ran up and down, in and out, and all over inside you. And that's why today, in honor of that very extraordinary experience, we call this soft drink you eat with a spoon Kills and Thrills.
So I was wrong. It's Chills and Thrills, not Thrills and Chills. But are we to believe that this is some creation from tribal times?
That's what it sounds like.
And I'm not a soft drink person. You are. Does this sound tasty to you?
See, I was following along. I was like, this sounds amazing. Until you started talking about how it runs up and down and all around inside you. Like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. It sounded a bit like a disease.
Yeah. Like, please. Like, no, thank you.
I looked at it, and it apparently, you know what it reminds me of? It looks like that orange juice concentrate that you get, that frozen stuff.
Okay.
It comes in a similar can. You put some of it into a cup, and then you pour a bit of water on it, and it expands, and then you just eat it like it's like a Frosty, but it's basically...
That's what it sounds like yeah, a slushy.
Yeah, so I guess it kind of is. Maybe it was a precursor to a slushy, but I'm like, it doesn't sound good. Like, if you're like, just pour this in a cup and eat it with a spoon. Like, I'm like, if I want a Coke or I want a Sprite, I just want the Sprite.
It's true.
I'm also not a fan of slushies. I don't like pop, and I don't like slushies. Or soda, for those people who don't say pop.
Cola, alternatively.
Cola. Fizz. Fizzy drinks.
Well, we don't want to confuse people. That could be sparkling water, and nobody likes sparkling water.
Yeah, do you want ice that...
You know, carbonated ice that when you pour water on it just becomes carbonated water.
The reason I picked that one isn't because it's that weird of an ad, but listening to it back, it's also a weird ad. it's like, do you want this thing inside you doing weird things? No.
Surprisingly, no, I do not.
No, I do not. Also, why is it in no history books that apparently an ancient tribe made random cherry ice that fizzes? And how are you guys the people that are just finding it? And why do you think the name Chills and Thrills is going to sell your product? Like, no one even knows what that is. You could just called it Thick Fizzy Soda, and that would have been a better name.
Yeah, I would. For those who don't know, I don't actually see the videos. I just see the links, and this link was just called Chills and Thrills. So there's a lot of things I would have guessed this was. And it was not some kind of carbonated slushy that you make yourself.
It was a cherry and orange flavored frozen soda concentrate made for 2 years that was apparently targeted to those hip young people.
Like us.
You mix it. It's true. We would have loved this. You mixed it with tap water, which made it fizz and turn into a thick, foamy goo that you ate with a spoon. Ooh, sexy. Has to be tap water, and you get that magical goo moving inside of you.
If there's one thing I want moving inside of me, it's goo.
Well, especially if it's magical. True. And our last one this week, Alan, comes from Sara Lee Bakery.
Individual Danish. They're so delicious.
They're Sara-licious.
Three great flavors, each with a fruit or cheese filling. So delicious.
They're Sara-licious.
There's creamy cheese Danish.
They're Sara-licious.
And spicy cinnamon raisin with a crunchy streusel topping.
That's Sara-licious.
And new apple Danish. Sara Lee's new individual Danish. Cheese, apple, and cinnamon raisin. They're more than delicious.
They're Sara-licious.
How was apple the new one? How are cheese and raisin the original flavors?
Three things annoy me about this. One, I hate when ads, and I know they only do it, they don't expect people to actually start talking like that in real life. They only do it so you remember the name. But I hate when they take a real word and throw their brand in it, like Sara-licious. I get it was catchy, but it's just like, come on, people don't actually talk like that. Like, and then they made it doubly worse by having a little kid speak. I hate when little kids
are the worst.
Like, it make it terrible. And then three, a cinnamon raisin Danish. Is that not just a cinnamon bun?
I think so. I'm not a Danish expert, though, on the language or the food.
Well, it looked in the thing like it looked like a cinnamon bun. But they're like, oh, we don't want to say that because we don't want to step on Cinnabon stuff. I don't know. Was Cinnabon around back then?
Probably. I assume they've been around since forever.
Yeah, that one just annoyed me. That was I picked that one purely because it annoyed me. Sarah, get out of here, Sara Lee.
It's Sara-licious, though.
I don't think I've ever had anything by Sara Lee. Mostly because they all have eggs, and we could never have it growing up because it would have killed you.
True. My question
is...
I was about
to ask you, have you had anything by Sara Lee?
My question is, at the very beginning of the ad, they talk about individual Danishes. How do
yes.
you normally get Danishes? Are Danishes normally like in flocks? I don't know what a group of Danishes is called.
I think what made this one different was like you didn't have to bake them all at the same time. You could bake like one at a time or microwave one at a time or whatever.
Oh, nice. Assuming that people are only ever going to want to eat one Danish at a time.
Maybe.
Unlikely.
If it was you, you're a single lad. Why would you need to bake 12?
I'm going to eat 12 Danishes. What? What kind of question is that?
In one sitting?
I mean, it depends. If I'm cooking 12, then yes.
Literally last week, I made individual cinnamon buns that you make in the microwave.
We live different lives.
Yeah. I am a responsible human, and you are Random Ship's notorious bad boy.
I can't tell you the last time I microwaved a cinnamon bun, so you got me there.
I didn't microwave a pre-made cinnamon bun. I made from scratch cinnamon buns that you could cook in the microwave. They weren't as good as cinnamon buns that you cook in the oven.
Surprising. I feel like nothing you cook in the microwave is ever as good as something cooked in the oven or on the stovetop.
Let's see what's been happening in the world this week, Alan, in the news. All our articles this week come from ladbible.com. Our first one, Alan, doctors warn Popeye he faces death unless he removes lumps of jelly from his biceps.
I thought Popeye used spinach, not jam.
Well, so this is about a guy named Kirillin Tereshin, who's 25, from Moscow, And essentially, for the last 5 years, he has been injecting petroleum jelly into his arms to give himself, like, cartoonishly large biceps that look like the cartoon biceps of... He doesn't have, like, big, like...
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, his biceps don't look like he's the Rock here, right? Like, he looks like he's a cartoon. I sent you a picture of him.
Yeah. Yeah, it is not appealing at all.
No, and, like, isn't... What's petroleum jelly? Isn't that, like, just that jelly with the blue tube that people use all the time, like, when they get dry skin and stuff?
Yeah, and it's just like a moisturizer kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so why... Ugh. But apparently it's like... This is his third surgery to get it removed because they keep having to take it out in stages because he put so much in there it's going to kill him.
Yep. I mean, I guess though, because yeah, it's a moisturizer, so the way you like rub it into your hands, it's just doing that but to his muscles, which it's not supposed to do.
It doesn't look good.
Nope, I would not recommend this to anyone.
It reminds me of, like, people who got botched plastic surgery, except he did it to himself. It'd be like if your girlfriend gave herself a boob job. That is what it would look like. Or you gave yourself lip implants. You're like, do I look good? No, you do not.
I mean, if you're going for looking like a cartoon, which I guess this guy was, it worked, but...
It's not attractive. Olive oil would not want to be with him. Ironically, like, people with big muscles can get shiny by covering themselves in olive oil.
True.
The doctor warned him, a risk of complications is very high, but doing nothing will not help the patient. A toxic substance in the body, long-term, can complicate the kidneys and lead to death. Oh, apparently the petroleum jelly has hardened inside his arms. That's even worse. I don't know why that's worse, but that's worse.
It's definitely worse.
I guess because if it was liquidy, you could just, like, puncture him, and then it would ooze out.
That sounds disgusting.
This is all disgusting. The man put jelly in his arms to look like a cartoon character. He didn't even do it to look like a human.
Don't try this one at home, kids.
On that note, don't try this at home either. Man jailed for repeatedly calling 911 to tell them he was tired.
What are they going to do about that?
I
mean, besides put him in jail, I guess.
I also love how we've covered a lot of these, like, weird crime stories, and they all end up with the criminal who committed the stupid crime getting caught because they're stupid. Like, the only way, the reason this guy got caught was because he was calling 911, which records the calls and traces numbers so that they can get to you and save you.
Yep. And he was calling from the same phone.
Like, just not well planned.
Also, not a cool crime.
No, it's like...
Like, it's a minor nuisance.
I like how they're like, yep, he's spending 60 days in jail because of it.
Good.
Now, to be fair, this wasn't the first time.
What do you mean, to be fair? That you make that sound like that makes this more okay.
I guess it doesn't say that it's... It says he did it multiple times, but it appears to have been multiple times in the same night. So he was just mad and called them, it says, four times to say that he... And I guess you're 911, so you can't, like, be like, ugh, it's Rick calling again, ignore. Because what if Rick is actually in trouble? It's like, come on, Rick, again? We get it, you're tired. Like, go to bed earlier. Like,
Yep, that's why they arrested him.
But then once he pleaded guilty, literally the very next day he called in and complained that a relative was not following the rules.
I don't know if he understands what 911's for.
He's just a lonely old man. And finally, Alan, my favorite article of the week. I'm actually, for once, I'm not going to read the title because it gives away what is a lovely, heartwarming story. So I will just tell you and the listeners the story. The setting is Canberra, Australia, at Lake Burley Griffin. And about 2 to 3 meters out into the lake, we spot a young kangaroo.
Oh.
And it's...
Standing in the lake?
Standing in the lake, frozen, because it can't move because it's so cold, and it's scared because it's not supposed to be out there.
Basically, how did it get there?
It got out there. No one knows, but it got out there on its own accord, and then was like, ah, and froze. So two nice gentlemen walk out there. Now, kangaroos are scary because they can kick hard. And so they calm the kangaroo and they valiantly pick it up. It takes two of them to pick it up. And they take it over to the sidewalk where people were running and passing by. And the kangaroo was so happy that it gave the humans handshakes. You can see in the video, he actually like shakes the humans' hands and he doesn't kick them, doesn't do anything. And according to the person who took the video, the kangaroo took about half an hour to warm up and get its bearings again. It just stood still for half an hour, but then it just jumped off and took off. Well, apparently 15 minutes after it got its bearings back, it was then filmed attacking a cyclist. Kangaroos are such jerks, apparently.
Right beside the lake?
Yeah, right beside the lake. The kangaroo just kept walking down the path, came across a cyclist who he thought got a bit too close to him, and just went after him, kicking his bike and kicking him. And what's great is the TikTok I saw, it plays to the Rocky music. So it's like, da-da-da, da-da-da, and the kangaroo's like kicking the crap out of this guy's bike, and the guy's like, oh no, what do I do? It also says a lot about today's society. Now, I'm glad that this guy got it on tape, but there's only two guys who even went to help him. There's like 10 people on the shore watching. Just like watching. And then when they grab it, you hear the guy go, good job, guys. Good job.
They must work for the government.
Nice. Good. Good job doing something. I was just going to film him. I was just going to film him in the lake until he froze to death. But that's good to use. Now I got a cool clip. It's going to go viral. Give him a handshake.
Some of the sentences in here really got me. I think my favorite being, two blokes picked up the placid roux and carried it to the promenade.
I'm telling you, see, it's like last week with the British people and their use of words that were they're just so much better than us with their fancy words. I said sidewalk. In all honesty, I don't know what placid means. Placid, not easily upset or excited. Well, that's true. That fits. That roux was placid.
Until the bike came by. He hates bikes.
Well, before we go, we do want to remind you, check us out on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast or hit us up on email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com. Alan, give the people what they want. What is the ship fact for this week?
This week's ship fact is... the Botsend class oil recovery vessel is a ship that splits in two. It splits along its length to cover a greater area of the water, and as it closes, it takes in more oil into its recovery tanks.
You are learning. We are learning about some crazy ships lately.
I know. I thought it was something we haven't really looked into, and there's some weird ships out there, man.
Yeah, I didn't know there were ones that like split apart, and that's just asking to be something.
It's actually built so that each half is its own
is
separate
its own
hull.
Ship, right? Yeah, that's how I'd assume it is.
Yeah, it's able to split apart, and whereas I mean, obviously a normal ship with a single lame hull can't.
Stupid lame ships.
Stupid lame single.
I would.
Hull
I
ships.
Hope it's just a button push. Like that would be. I would love to be that person. Just like split apart, engage.
I doubt that's his person. That's their entire job. But.
He just sits there waiting. He's like, yes, come on. It's going to be my day today. It's going to be the engagement day.
I feel like you'd be perfectly happy with any job where it's just like your entire job is to push a button and see something happen.
I don't know if I'd like that as a job. I would like that as an experience once. Who doesn't like pushing buttons?
I'm the fireworks guy who pushes the button and sets all the fireworks.
Yeah, once. I wouldn't like that to be my career.
Well,
I don't want a career in fireworks. And on that note, thank you all so much for joining us this week.
And have a great week, everybody. The friend says, she's not going to dig your breath. And he's like, I know, my breath's bad. Who just walks around knowing their breath stinks?